preach in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, good morning, everyone, and a very happy Easter to each and every one of you. What a great joy and a privilege it is to be able to meet here in peace and to celebrate this wonderful day in the year. I hope that there has been much eating of chocolate in your house from about 6 a.m. One of the members of the 8 o'clock congregation with a small family said that the festivities started at their house at 5:10. So the combination of 5:10 a.m. and bucket loads of chocolate, I think, was probably going to wear off by about now. But many people are excited to be celebrating this wonderful day of Easter, not least our good souls. If you haven't had enough chocolate already, please make sure you participate in the Easter egg hunt immediately following the service out in the garden. It is a delight to have so many people here this morning joining us in person and, of course, online, and a privilege in our world today to meet together in peace, to pray, to laugh, to enjoy communion with one another and with God, and to hear the story of life that God always offers us, both now and in eternity. The Easter service, Easter Day, is principally the story of the God of life, who in Christ beats once for and for all death, and thus suffuses God's creation, including little old you and me, with the knowledge of God as final victor over death and all things. This Easter message is full of great joy, therefore, but it is based on an extraordinary question. Who in their right mind would believe that people come back to life after they have died? That Jesus, having been dead 3 days in a tomb sealed shut by a massive stone and guarded by some of Rome's finest, would come back to life? That before that, his friend Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, would walk out of his tomb at the command of Jesus? That those whom we love and who have died are given this great gift in the nearer and dearer presence of God? Yet this is precisely what this morning and Easter Day and the 50 days of Easter is all about. We celebrate that we are a resurrection people, a people who, if we dare, can hold fast to a life-changing event, that Jesus was resurrected from the dead, that God, in God's infinite wisdom and love, turned the table on the strictures of human life, the endings of human life, principally death, and gives us life, real life, endless life, eternal life. What does that mean for us? Well, I hope that it means for us that our whole vision of life is irrevocably changed, that our horizon of life is now blown out to the infinite, no horizon at all. You and I are thus not to be a people of fear. People who fear death, who fear our death, or the death of the people and things we love. People who similarly fear the end of things, who fear the change from the familiar to the unfamiliar. Because the whole theme of the four Gospels, the entirety of the Christian faith is this: that death and the end of things is merely the beginning with God instead. That there is nothing, as St. Paul writes, that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing, not even death itself, will prevent us from being in the presence of God. How then should we respond to this message, this knowledge, to such a gift to us and our life? One way is to vow to live in a certain way in the light of this good news. Since we are transformed by ourselves by a belief in the resurrection, so too we should be agents of change and resurrection in the communities and contexts in which we are set. Flag bearers, as it were, that God and the things of God are in charge. Now, so often with magnificent sermons such as this, or with speeches, and we're getting a lot of political speeches at the moment these days, aren't they? I mean, every day brings a whole sort of new set of promises. I think we're all going to get 100% tax cuts by the end of this election cycle. All sorts of speeches being made, all promises being made. And we get, you know, if you're anything like me, you get a bit fired up about this. You think, my goodness me, you know, I'm really going to get on board here. This is going to be absolutely tremendous. But, you know, like with most sort of things, if you don't sort of keep up the excitement or you don't actually do something, well, you know, sort of time wears on and nothing sort of changes. So this morning we're actually going to do something. After a beautiful anthem by our fabulous choir, in a moment we are going to do something in response to this good news of being a resurrection people wherever we are. Now, don't worry, for you Anglicans amongst us, myself included, this is not going to be weird. It's not going to involve spandex, lycra, or any kind of sort of strange exercises. We are going to renew our baptismal vows. We do it every Easter. Vows that we made, or we had made on our behalf when we were very, very little, about our faith in Jesus and thus how we shall live. We don't vow to do much anymore. Vows are made on wedding days, but apart from that, not very often. Which is why the vows that we have made, like those of our baptism, are important to revisit. So central to these vows that we're going to remake in a moment, you will find are these three questions. Do you turn to Christ? Do you repent of your sins? And do you renounce all that is evil? Those are some pretty big questions. They're pretty serious questions for first thing on a Sunday morning. But they are also, I would say to you, life-giving and joy-giving, because they do, after all, line us up on the side of the angels with God and with all that is good and true and lovely and graceful and merciful and kind. We are in that sense resurrected now. We are given new life in the present and in the future as well, when we respond positively to those three questions. Do you turn to Christ? Do you repent of your sins? Do you renounce all that is evil? One, by following Jesus each day, especially his teaching to love God, and to love each other as ourselves. Two, by being repentant people. People who are frankly not silly enough to think we're beyond getting stuff wrong, and when we do, being too proud to ask for forgiveness from each other, from ourselves, or from God. And lastly, vowing to renounce all that is evil. There is enough evil in our world. There is enough selfishness. There is enough vice. There is enough greed. There is enough falsehood. And there is enough violence in our world that the very least you and I can do is be people who stand against evil. I really hope that there isn't anybody here today who would rather say, you know what? I'd prefer to be evil. Have a chat with me on the way out, if you would. Today, you and I have the opportunity to be God's agents in the world. The voice of resurrection. Agents of love. Agents of peace and mercy and kindness and justice for all. We can be the words of Christ to love each other made flesh. The resurrection of Christ made a home in our hearts, the promise of new life given to us and to all. Today is Easter Day, Resurrection Day, and from all the graves of life and indeed death, Jesus bids his followers come to follow him, to proclaim him, and to bring his love and mercy to the world. Be this day, therefore, a disciple again, and rejoice in the life given to you, both in this life and the next. Happy Easter, everyone. May God bless you richly this day and always. Amen.